No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time on this June 20th, 2018. I'm David Brown. Thanks for spending a bit of your Texas time with us. On this Wednesday, here's what we're looking at. The AP reporting three new facilities to be set up in South Texas for so-called tender age kids under 12 separated from their parents by the new zero tolerance policy on illegal immigration. The message to those trying to get in from Central America: solve your problems at home, not in the U.S. Now, if this feels like some uniquely American dystopia, rest assured it is not just us. In Germany, the Interior Minister plans to rewrite that country's policy of accepting refugees in order to, as he puts it, get a grip on the migration issue that has tipped a far-right party into the mainstream. Italy is turning away whole shiploads of migrants. A new border wall is being built in Hungary. Now, at this moment, it's understandably difficult for Americans not to fixate on the humanitarian crisis on our own border. But what we may be seeing is a test of the very values that the post-war West has embraced for the past 70 years. Some may say America First is a step backwards, but as the Christian Science Monitor put it in an editorial yesterday, globalization has to mean more than cheap microwaves and lofty talk. It has to mean a commitment to embrace the people of the world, too. The question of the hour is very straightforward indeed. Are we better off together or not? How we answer this question could well determine the course of the rest of this 21st century. But look, let's make no mistake. This isn't the stuff that tends to move American politicians. Constituent outrage does. Question is, will it this time? Joining us now is U.S. Representative Vicente Gonzalez, a Democrat from McAllen. Congressman Gonzalez, thanks for speaking with the Texas Standard.
Thank you for inviting me.
A friend here at the station came into the studio before we went on the air and asked me, how is all this going to turn out? I'm wondering, how would you answer that question? How much longer is this separation crisis at the border going to go on?
Well, we hope we can get it resolved soon and humanely. And I think if we need to deport folks, we need to do it. And we need to keep them in family units and send them home. We need to expedite the process of getting in front of a judge. So I agree with that. And one thing that nobody's talking about that I think is probably the most important issue is, how did we get here? And I believe we got here by failed American policy in those three Central American countries. I think we need to go down, get on the ground and invest in those countries and help boost their economy and bring security to their ground to incentivize them to stay home. And that's the root of the problem. We're putting a Band-Aid on it when they get to the border, and we're talking about the result or the symptom of the problem, and we're dealing with it now. And I hope that we find a solution soon, a humane solution that makes sense to our country.
Well, let's talk practically speaking here, Congressman, because there are a couple of bills, as I understand it, that the Republican leadership in the House is pressing forward this week. One is drafted by conservatives. The other is a compromise measure that address this family separation issue you're talking about.
Yeah, well, let me talk about the compromise measure. That's a compromise amongst Republicans. It's not a bipartisan bill in any way. I know this, if you listen to sound bites, you can very easily be confused that it is, but it's a compromise within the party with very, very extreme right-wing Republicans and some that are more moderate.
So is there anything that Democrats such as yourself have put forward or are trying to advance in the House?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I don't know if you've been listening, but we had the Queen of the Hill proposal that didn't get to the floor by two votes, but that's the Will Hurd Aguilar bill that I think would have been a very good. It's called the USA Act. That is a real compromise, bipartisan compromise that would have passed the House and would have gotten through the Senate, and I think the president would have signed it once it would have reached his desk. But unfortunately, our speaker blocked it, and we were short two votes on the Republican side. 100% of Democrats signed on to that bill.
I guess the question is, as a lot of listeners are hearing you, so what's next? I mean, is this not a simple matter of a bipartisan group of members of Congress and senators coming together and saying, on this question of separation of families, we're going to pass a very narrowly tailored bill that says, why is that not happening?
Actually, there's a bill that was proposed, I think, this past week. I think McConnell has one. Bernie Sanders has one. I think even Ted Cruz was going to propose one. So I've been hearing about that in the Senate side, and I think that would be a great idea. I think we should put that on the floor immediately and vote on it and at least stop the separation of families. And let me tell you, I'm a law and order border member of Congress. So I believe in having good immigration policy that's followed strictly. So if you ask me, would you want to have a few more immigration judges that could process folks faster? Of course I would. And if they got to be deported, they got to be deported. But I think we should do it in a humane manner, and I think we should keep them in family units. Anybody in America who has children would tell you that it's horrific to imagine the idea of having your kids, your toddlers, your newborns ripped from your arms with no end in sight of when you're going to see them again. Right now we have a lady who had her child taken away. She was deported back to Guatemala, and they still can't find her kid. So, you know, how much sense does that make? How American does that sound?
Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a Democrat from McAllen. Congressman, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Anytime.
Now, we should point out we've reached out to a number of other Texas lawmakers from the other side of the aisle, including Senator Ted Cruz, but so far none have been available or we haven't heard back. We have, however, seen more details of Senator Cruz's proposed bill, the so-called Protect Kids and Parents Act, which has been getting lots of attention in the past several hours. Included in that bill is a call to double the number of immigration judges. How this might make a difference? We'd like to talk with someone who has some expertise along these lines. We're joined by Ruth Wassum. She is clinical professor of practice at the University of Texas LBJ School. Professor Wassum, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
I'm happy to do so.
So the bill proposed by Texas Senator Ted Cruz would double the number of federal immigration judges. Just how bad is the situation when it comes to legal resources at the border right now?
Well, the number of judges, there has been an effort to increase the number of judges, but it has not been commensurate with either the increase in the border security enforcement resources or with the increase in the number of people who have been making credible fear claims at the border. So it is not at all kept pace with any of the other indicators that we would look at.
What sort of judges are we talking about here? Are you talking about people in robes and doing the sort of things that one would expect to see in a courtroom drama or something?
Well, they're federal judges, but they're not in the federal court system. They're administrative law judges in the Department of Justice and would report to Attorney General Sessions.
I see. Now, Attorney General Sessions, you mentioned there has been an effort to beef things up, and I believe he sent 35 additional state attorneys and 18 immigration judges. Has that been of any help?
Well, the missing piece in all of this is something that would fall in the Department of Homeland Security, and that's to increase the number of asylum officers, because before they even get to an immigration judge, and this is what many of the people who are arriving now are awaiting, is their credible fear determination. That's something that is handled by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. That's the first pass that people get, and that appears to be the principal bottleneck that we're seeing along with the families arriving from Central America. Because when you arrive without proper documents, you are if you express a fear of return, you our laws require that you be given a credible fear interview.
Right.
It's not a court proceeding. It's simply an interview where someone who's trained in the process, again, not a judge, just an adjudicator who makes that decision, yes, this person has a credible fear, and they can go before a judge. They get their day before an immigration judge. So that first step has to come from Homeland Security. And as at this juncture, while Congress has appropriated additional money for judges, there has not been any appropriated increases for asylum officers.
I see. It doesn't sound like, though, this would directly address the issue of separation per se, or for that matter, we're now talking about under the zero tolerance policy, many of those who have been apprehended illegally crossing at the border, they are being processed, they're being charged with misdemeanor offenses. Those individuals would not be, they are not caught in the bottleneck. Am I correct?
Well, yes, because they aren't. When you're picked up, you're entitled. If you're being charged with a misdemeanor offense and you express a credible fear, you're entitled to a review of your credible fear before you would get a chance to request asylum before a judge.
I see. So
the way you would be handled is it it shifts you away from immediately being in removal proceedings before a judge to being in an asylum proceeding before a judge.
Ruth Wassum is clinical professor of public policy practice at the University of Texas LBJ School. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.